biggest stories in 2002, part one.
In 2002, we're going to see the same kind of issues that we had in 2001 that were very interesting. In particular, at least for us at the Wall Street Journal, the area of stem cell, embryonic stem cell research and cloning. On the science side, there's going to be some major breakthroughs and advances that are very interesting. But what's most important is to watch what happens out of Congress and the administration, because there's a lot of controversy about trying to ban or restrict that research. The other big area is going to be healthcare costs, which are really exploding way above the rate of inflation, and in particular, the cost of pharmaceuticals. I think some employers, as well as states, are going to take some very strong actions to try to restrict the spending in that area.
The big story for Washington for 2002 is going to be the November elections, and while that's a long way off, for the rest of the country, it's very much on politicians' minds now, especially with both the House and Senate so closely divided. And control up for grabs. The jockeying for position heading into those elections is probably what killed the stimulus bill in December, and it's going to affect the whole fight over whether there's another stimulus bill this year, whether there's aid for unemployed, whether there's another tax cut, terror insurance, budgets, defense, and a whole host of other issues.
The year 2002 is likely to be one of tremendous upheaval for the energy industry. Many companies are shedding assets, trying to get their balance sheets more in line. And it's not entirely clear who has the money to be buyers these days for the many power plants and other assets that are going to be put up for sale. One theory is that some of the European utilities may be entering this market in a major way. There's also a question about whether there's going to be money available to build new power plants and boost transmission capacity. So it's likely there could be power supply problems that will become front page news again when the nation pulls out of the current recession.
I think 2002 is going to be the year for everything wireless in several respects, but the product that I think is going to set the tone is this, the Handspring Trio. It is really the first successful combination of a cell phone, an email device, a web device, and a genuine palm organizer. And I think it's a breakthrough product. I think it will be copied. It is coming out about a week into the new year. And there will be a series of new models and of improvements to it all throughout 2002. And other people are going to be scrambling to catch up with this kind of a device.
Action!
I think one thing you're going to see in the movie business is the audience will be watching for the studios to actually come through with films that live up to their marketing campaigns. In 2001, you had a lot of films that opened very big, like Planet of the Apes, and then dropped off very quickly, and the reason was that the marketing was very intense and got people out, but once the movies got into the marketplace, there was a drop-off, and I think even though the film business did very well in 2001, the audience is going to be looking for material that can sustain their interest a little better in the next year.